Today, I'd like to propose to you the coming together of three things. God, you, and eternal life. The gospel scene has the followers of Jesus saying, "I don't know the way. Tell me the way." And Jesus says, "You do know. You have the way. It is me. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. When you have me, you have the Father and the Son and the Spirit all together at once." We get so caught up in making divisions and distinctions that we end up losing sight of the most important reality. Being in God is to have eternal life. It isn't something that starts sometime in the future when we physically die. It starts when we enter into God's life, when we choose to do the will of the Father. So we come here this morning and we want to be close to God, and we hear the startling news in this gospel: God is in you. He's with you. You already have him. You don't need to look outside of yourself to find him. You don't need to look at a distance or sometime in the future. He's in you right now. And of course, for many of us, that's never the place where we've looked for God, because we fear we have to give up something that we can't get along without. And instead of believing that when we live in God's love, we have joy and hope and peace, we have forgiveness, we have everything we need, we think that going shopping today will bring us happiness, or going fishing today will bring us happiness. We never accept that we have to find that happiness now within ourselves. That's what we do at Mass. We receive Christ, he's in us, and he gives us the opportunity to know his peace. Sometimes we've been so caught up in the habits of this physical life here on earth that's so filled with division, with unhappiness, that we attribute those to God. And we want God to solve them. God, in effect, says to us through Christ, "You can have peace right now. Stop making war on yourself and on other people. Peace is available to you in your heart. But it means you have to want it. You can't want it imposed. You can't want it dictated. You can't want everybody else is going to be peaceful, but I'm going to be unhappy and critical and warlike, and that'll be okay." No, peace can belong to us because God belongs to us, and he gives us that gift, that opportunity. I think it changes our whole approach to religion and faith, to understand what Christ taught. God has always loved you. All those people, all those ministers, all those priests who told you God was at a distance and he was unavailable, they're wrong. He is in me and I am in you, and we are one. That's what Jesus says. We are one. God is in you. You have him now. No longer do we need to look at God as the one who causes difficulty and unhappiness in our lives. Most of those problems come from ourselves, from the war we make on ourselves and one another, from the cruel things that human beings do. And then we want God to come along and save us and change those things, but not have to give up what I do that causes others difficulty or unhappiness. It can't work that way. So God loves us. He always has. He will always be with us. We can't do anything that will send him away. If we commit sin, God still loves us. He forgives us and he's with us. No matter what God is here, Jesus, who comes to give us this great message, tells us he's one with the Father and they are together in us. And then to top it off, today we hear that the great gift of eternal life we can have now. Now. And of course, the challenge is, are you ready to have it now? It's one thing to say, I'll have it when I die. But are you ready to have eternal life now? You can. It comes with God's presence in us. Eternal life belongs to us. The psalm in today's liturgy says, Lord, may your resurrection enrich us with your grace. You yourself are the joy that can never be taken away. May we leave behind the sadness of sin and experience eternal life. That's our journey. To leave behind the sadness that sin causes us and others and choose eternal life now. You and I, my brothers and sisters, are offered this wonderful gift and reality. God is with us. He loves each one of us. He gives us his eternal life to experience now. And we have to ask ourselves the challenging question, if I won't experience eternal life today in God, what makes me believe I will experience it sometime later on? I won't. If I can't choose eternal life, living in God's love and peace now, what makes me believe I'll choose it later on? I won't. So then the only thing left to believe is that God will push it on me, impose it on me. But God never works against our free will. So you are asked the question, will you be in God today? Will you experience his eternal life and love today? Can we do it at this Eucharist? Can we pray and sing the songs and express the words that become a reality in our hearts? The gift is ours. It needs only to be accepted and to become true in us. May we receive these words of God's love and eternal blessing, and may they change our lives.